Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, how is it? And we talking about me now on Ebro in the Morning. How is it that I will sit up here and tell y'all that Christmas just reinforces white supremacist ideas and ideals? And man, do I like some Christmas music, man.
It's a vibe.
Yo, man.
They did it. They did it
Yo,
right.
Yo, man, that Christmas music is a vibe, man.
Ebro does love some Christmas. Yo, Ebro will randomly text me, "Yo, we got to play this Christmas song." And I'm like, "Yo, bro."
Yo, it's fire, son.
What Yo, is Ebro, it? Did you see me tag you on IG stories last night?
Nah, would you hit me with a Christmas tune?
Bruh. You don't even, yo, it'll be nice
I'm
if
sorry,
you.
Sorry, man.
Be my, nice if you respected me after all this time.
Nah, I don't be on IG like that, really, man.
I sent you, based on our conversation, I sent you my latest jukebox ad.
Ooh, I see it here.
The Johnny.
Well, and bro, come on, man. It was 11:30 at night, man.
It was late.
Come on.
It was late.
Y'all know Donny Hathaway. I'm in bed at 9.
The Donny Hathaway This Christmas 45 playing from the jukebox with the Christmas lights on.
Yo, play that Donny Hathaway real quick for the culture, man. Yo, Donny Hathaway. Yo, and you know what else I'm really intrigued by with Christmas music? Originals.
Yep.
Right, like, yo, Donny Hathaway wrote this song. Yo, also get that Jackson 5 Spread Love on Christmas, or Give Love on Christmas Day, sorry. Give
and
love
then you got the Mariah, of course.
I saw give Mommy Kissing Christmas Santa Day, Claus.
So, Give Love on Christmas is original, too.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better.
Now, he's talking about, you know what I mean? He's talking about laying them down, smack them yakkers for Christmas, though.
As we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
I'm gonna be looking at your ass while you trimming that tree, man.
Yeah, I'm there.
This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
What else is blazing, my chick?
Well,
caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
So this is important for me. How, honestly, in context,
yeah.
How big is this song in the average black American home around Christmas time?
In my world, this has been a standard my whole life.
Yeah, it's classic.
My entire life.
Johnny, you too?
Yeah, this classic.
Your mom would play this when you were young around Christmas?
Yeah, I heard this for sure. A lot of Caribbean Christmas music and all that, parangin and all that, vibes energy, which is a different kind of jingles, but yeah, this for sure.
Because today on the K Show, I'm supposed to be presenting the top 5 Christmas songs of all time.
Oh yeah, you got to throw this in there.
This got to be in there, bro.
That's why I need to weigh the, because I love it. Like, I love it, but it wasn't, obviously, I mean, I grew up in a white Jewish home, so I don't have a good.
You know, look, I think everybody has their ones, but
yeah, this,
I have a special place in my heart, and y'all know me. For Christmas song originals written by black folks.
Yeah. This is hard. Top 5 is hard.
You know, Bing Crosby and all that, y'all cool and everything.
But what about, like? But that's the thing. You go original. What about, because Nat King Cole, that's not original, right? But it's considered maybe the biggest ever.
Oh, it's big. It's big.
Which
it's
one
big.
Is his again?
Which
I know one? He got one. I just forget the name.
Let me see which one.
The Jackson one. 5, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I don't know if that's an original. Is that original?
I think it is. By the way, Nat King Cole is the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on a
grill. Right. You might have to throw this one on your list, bro.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
Wow, that's an original, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Big tune.
Well, this is it.
Oh, Turn that up.
Feliz Navidad.
Tune.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yo, how do you not love Christmas? Yo, I be wanting to smack somebody when they talk about they don't love Christmas music.
Who says that?
Yo, people say that all the time, man. And I'm always like, yo, man, I'll smack you.
It's aggressive.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah.
So Jose Feliciano wrote this record. So this is a full-on original. The Donny Hathaway is full-on original.
Yes.
The Mariah Carey.
Full-on original.
Original.
Yo, another one is fire, too, if you're looking for... Look, and I know, you know, we don't get together with family this year and, you know, hanging out, but it's always like, who's putting together the music when we get together? Because, you know, when we playing cards, Uno come out, spades, dominoes, you know, it has to go down. We don't get to do that as much this year, but you got to make the right playlist. And it's always like, yo, what do I put in there? And so, you know, around my way, I'll be making the playlist, so... Maybe that's why I love Christmas music, too. Because I was always like, and maybe that's why we like it, Rosenberg, because you got the jukebox.
Put the tunes, you know, I'm a dork. I'm a dork. So when I do the jukebox time of year, when it gets to December, I pick the Christmas songs. Then I have to print the strips with the jukebox strips with the Christmas background on it. So my Christmas ones have little bells on them. And this year I did a whole bunch of new ones I never had before. I did the Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time, which is fire. The John Lennon Happy Christmas, The War Is Over, which you think you don't know, or at least I thought I didn't know, and then
but
everyone
know it.
Knows it.
Yeah.
It's a smash. And then I got the Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, Jackson 5, the This Christmas, Donny Hathaway, Christmas and Hollis. It's a vibe with the lights on.
Rasan keeps saying Santa Baby Eartha Kitt.
I don't know it. Or maybe I will when I hear it.
You don't got that, right, Kaz? You don't got no Eartha Kitt in your Serato?
You got no Eartha Kitt in your Serato?
Santa baby.
Oh, yeah. I do.
A lot of Christmas parties, fam.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
What's this?
Santa baby.
Santa baby. Yo, facts, Rasan. My grandma, this was the...
Santa baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just slip a sable under the tree. For me, been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Seductive.
Yo, everybody trying to have sex on Christmas.
Sound naughty, right?
It is.
Santa baby.
Who she calling baby?
54 convertible to light blue.
Wait, she got one in the car?
Wait, no, she wants a 54 convertible light blue? Okay.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
They're going to get the stupid so she can get that convertible.
She want him in that chimney.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Oh, I thought she was going to say good and wood.
Exactly.
I didn't know where it was going.
You thought Eartha Kitt was about to ask for the wood? I mean, it is the beat.
Listening to this with adult ears, hit different.
Yo,
I wasn't paying attention.
Yo, she basically just said, I can be there for you next year, too, if you get me all the stuff I want.
That's right.
Or if not, I could be back in these streets.
Yo!
That's basically what she said.
Eartha Kitt was like, yo, I belong to the streets.
I'm not yours. I'm just here.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yo, Grandma, what was you doing?
Santa kid, she was on that.
And fill my stocking with a duplex.
What?
A checks. Duplex?
Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
She want a house, a car.
Come and trim my Christmas tree.
Wait.
Oh, man.
Triple entendre. Don't ask her how.
Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa
wow,
baby,
and they threw the extra boom, 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 boom on there. The vocal on the boom, 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 boom went up or not.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because she wanted from the back.
What?
Whoa.
Santa that's the translation.
Baby, how did you?
Hurry down the chimney.
Down her chimney.
Thanks, Shawnee.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Yo, that
song is fire and it's filth.
It's straight filth, flying flow.
Yo, it really is. Yo, we really give everyone. Now, granted, here's the thing I'll say about the older music.
Mm-hmm.
It's filth. But what made them in some ways better was the fact that they didn't have to just lay it out.
That's right. That's right.
There's a little bit of work you have to do to listen to.
Imagination.
It's still dirty.
Because her chimney is definitely the vagine.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? She wanted him in that long, dark pit.
He said, slide right. in there.
She wanted him to
chimney.
Trim her tree. Mm. Wait, what?
And she was talking about, never mind. Now, wow. See, Mariah kept it clean. Turn that Mariah up.
More than you could ever know. Make my wish come to you.
I kept it clean. I don't want your money. I just want some company.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
See? This Santa Claus.
Yo, this is like the G version next to Eartha Kitt's NC-17.
Yo, facts. Santa doesn't make me happy. Santa could kick rocks. I just want you.
I know. So here's the difference. Mariah, in 1994, 95, whenever that comes out, she doesn't talk about sex directly. And she doesn't talk about wanting things. She wants quality time.
That's right.
Meanwhile, the god, the queen, Eartha Kitt, all due respect, she wanted mad stuff and that. Oh, it's
a
crazy.
A ring, a convertible, and was like a duplex.
Not a duplex.
Not an apartment. She wants a duplex.
And she wants you in the chimney.
Or else I'm back in these streets.
Yeah,
it's crazy. That was crazy.
Then think about it. Then later on, we get Run DMC, Christmas, and Hollis, a clean family tune.
Oh, super clean.
And Mariah, same thing.
Yo, Grandma, what was you doing back in the day playing this in the house? Y'all knew what was going on.
And we were just like, oh, this is a nice song.
Santa Christmas. Baby, like a baby Santa. Santa. Baby. I thought it was about a baby Santa, like a little baby.
Cute Santa Claus. Nope, a baby might come.
Fact. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. Ebro, Laura. Yo, Laura.
Had to wish everybody a happy holiday season. It's
Yo,
important.
Mama Stiles is here. So, Mama Stiles, last week we came to the realization that Christmas, it's the tippy top. Like, I love Kwanzaa. Hanukkah's cool. Christmas is the ditty bop for sure. Got the music. Everybody like the tree, the lights. And, you know, they put a bunch of holidays together and they made a, this is like the, it's like the Avengers of holidays, Christmas. It's like the Voltron of holidays. But Shawnee Culture, he doesn't celebrate. But do you believe, Laura Stiles, that everyone, whether they buy gifts or not, participates in Christmas?
No, because I know people who don't participate in Christmas. People,
so they don't do nothing. They don't even say happy holidays. They don't even enjoy looking at lights. They don't do nothing.
Two of my friends' mothers are, I don't know what kind. Is it Pentecostal?
Nah, Pentecostal. I was raised Pentecostal.
Okay, no, they're going.
Maybe not. So I don't know what it is. Maybe Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's
Witnesses know Christmas, right?
Okay, so maybe that. I might be wrong, okay? But I know that they don't even, their mothers don't even acknowledge it.
Yo, so. Listen.
Yo, fam, I don't believe
it. Don't be a Grinch.
No, I don't think people are being a Grinch if they don't acknowledge it. But I do think people are full of it. Because if you like a Christmas song, if you like it, like when it comes on, you're like, yo, this is kind of the jam. You participate in Christmas.
But I'm saying, like, even if you don't, like, really, truly, like, subscribe to Christmas, you can say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas. I say Happy Hanukkah, and I'm not Jewish. I feel happy for my Jewish brothers and sisters. Like, you know, Happy Hanukkah.
I think people get so caught up in the anti-materialism part of the thing where they forget that you can just be, like, spreading love. Like,
that's
it doesn't have to be about gifts. It doesn't have to be about, you know, what was the thing everybody does every year where they wait in line for, you know, for the stores and they rush into the store? You ain't got to do all that.
No.
Well, by the way, and that most people love Christmas because they participate in a way that's really nice and positive and just brings their family together.
There you go.
I mean, I'm Jewish and always thought Christmas seemed great. I enjoy Christmas.
There you
Rosenberg,
go.
Do you get a Christmas tree?
I used to.
Okay.
No longer.
No longer.
There was once a time when I was married to a woman who celebrated Christmas.
Okay.
And I was in for the Christmas tree.
So
now I miss the Christmas tree, but I can't go as far as to, just as a Jewish man, go out and buy a Christmas tree.
All right.
But I would. In the right situation, because it makes the house smell great.
So let me ask you this. If you had a kid right now, Rosenberg, would you have a tree and do Hanukkah?
Only if the parent was not Jewish. Two Jewish parents, I think you can't go tree.
Really?
Because for me, part of the experience of growing up fully Jewish was not having Christmas. It kind of is, it's part of defining you.
So, but even though Christ is cool, like Christ is the
love
homie.
Love him. I'm a big fan. I think he's a great guy.
It's great. We can't just mass for Christ. You know what I'm saying? We just mass for the guy.
I just feel like, you know, to have the tree is to fundamentally, at least it would have my child miss out on what my experience was.
It
helps shape you that you don't get Christmas. And then when you get older, if you want to do it, cool, do you. But as a kid, that was part of my experience. We did Hanukkah, not Christmas. But I'll tell you what, I love Christmas.
Because Mariah Carey in this song, Jackson 5-2. These two songs are important because A, they're both fire. Mariah Carey's is up-tempo. And when you get an up-tempo Christmas jam, that's also a hit. I think that's a bonus. And both songs are about just people, enjoying the people you have.
I love it.
Enjoying the people you love. Whether you put up a tree, whether you don't put up a tree, whether you celebrate Christmas, whether you don't. I think this season, and I'm going to work on this for the rest of my days in media, this close of the year, it's not about a day. It's about an idea, right? Like, we have each other. The days are shorter. The nights are longer. The days are colder. And all you got is each other.
As long as we got each other.
Sing it. We got the world and it right in our hands, baby, you and me. Is that how it goes?
Basically, you were close.
I was close. Ebro in the morning. Happy holidays, everybody.
This is one place where Ebro and I are in lockstep. Yeah. I love it.
It's a vibe, for sure.
In my house on Christmas Eve, and we're Jewish, and my parents always, as I got older, had a party on Christmas Eve, and the music was, man, it's a vibe. And the movies are a vibe.
Talk about it.
Yo, man, you know, Scrooge comes on TV, or
The Grinch.
A Christmas Home Story.
Bro, I watched Gremlins this weekend. Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Facts. Gremlins is a Christmas movie. I forgot.
And yo, Ebro, Gremlins is a movie about COVID.
How so?
It's Can You Americans Be Disciplined? And the beginning of the movie is an old Asian man.
Right.
Telling them, I cannot sell you this. You are not responsible enough. I can't give it to you. The son says, don't worry about my grandpa. He's always tripping. Here's Mogwai. They take the Mogwai. Don't feed it after midnight. Don't let it get wet. And no bright light. It becomes a massacre. They can't control it. And everything gets out of control because of no discipline.
That's right.
Gremlins is a message for everybody.
Take a deep breath.
Yo, you think I can watch Gremlins with Issa, or she gets scared? Still too scary. Yeah, still too scary.
No, I think actually Issa would be fine.
That'd be disrupting. I just watched it. You know what I'm saying?
There are a couple parts that are a little scary, but for the most part, I wouldn't say it for every six-year-old, but I think Issa's smart enough that she would laugh at it and not be scared. Just my opinion.
Nah, she'd be shook.
You think so?
Yeah. It'd be little things. How old is she?
Them little monsters.
It'd be little things you think that wouldn't
Goonies?
Even be a thing.
What about Goonies?
They'd be scared of school.
Goonies is scarier, I think, than Gremlins.
What about E.T.?
Well, yeah, don't ask me.
My kid wasn't with it. He's disgusting looking.
When I was little, when we saw E.T., I hid under the seat in the theater and never came out. Missed the whole movie. Wow.
Issa would like E.T. because I would tell her the story how my mom came to pick me up from school one day and I thought I was in trouble. They was like, your mom's in the office. I was like,
yo, does she love old stories about like your mom?
Oh,
and you being
my
kid?
God, she loves it. What did Bubby say? What Pop do?
Kids love those stories, man.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.